We are using the legal approach, we are using the political approach, and we are also using the diplomatic approach. By going to the court, we are simply using this as an opportunity to lay before all interested people or all stakeholders all the evidence that we have. And I can assure all your listeners that the evidence that we have is insurmountable.
Mr. Vava, your take on MDC's election petition?
I think first and foremost, it is within the rights of the MDC to approach the court if they feel aggrieved. But I think that it's purely a waste of time, a waste of energy, approaching the court with such a petition, because the history of this country has shown us that since 2000, 2002, 2005 and 2008, there have been petitions which the MDC was filing at the court. But really, there is really nothing that has come out in those courts of law. And also, mindful of the fact that the MDC has been attacking the justice system left, right and center. Yesterday, the Prime Minister was attacking the judges at the court. Surely, I don't expect a favorable result.
Mr. Agutu, your response?
Yes, like I've already indicated, by going to the Electoral Court and to the High Court and the Constitutional Court, we are not necessarily saying that we are going to win, neither are we necessarily saying we are going to lose. Let me again, for the avoidance of doubt, emphasize that we are using this as one of a multifaceted approach to prove to all stakeholders that the election of July 31, 2018 was stolen. Going to court is just one of the numerous methodologies or methods that we are using to prove that this election was stolen. I've already indicated, and let me emphasize, that we are using the legal route, i.e. going to court. We are using the political route, mobilizing our supporters, addressing our cadres, attending meetings, explaining to the people as to what exactly happened, and also the diplomatic offenses.
Mr. Vava, in your view, what would you say would be the course that MDC should take in following up on this issue of elections?
Well, I think first and foremost, the MDC must shoulder the blame that the situation that we are in right now, it is because of their failure to stamp their authority when they were in the inclusive government. As we are aware that the inclusive government was formed precisely on the basis that it was supposed to play a transitional role to make sure that there are certain reforms that were going to be undertaken for us to go for a credible election. But we noticed that the MDC was at the forefront, defending some controversial appointments to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, some controversial appointments to the Zimbabwe Media Commission. And this was the MDC assuring us in March when we had the referendum that ZEC was going to deliver a credible election. But now they are crying foul.
Mr. Gutu, I'll end it here with you. What's your response to that? And also, some are saying that the 14-day period the court has to respond might work against MDC. What's your take on that?
I've already indicated that the 14-day period was meant to ensure that there is finality and that election petitions do not drag on indefinitely. We are using this court opportunity to prove to all and sundry that what the MDC has always been saying, to say, we are going to this election. We are going to this election. I think our president, Dr. Sangare, has been on record to say, this election, even if we win it, is not going to be free and fair. This is said at numerous rallies before the election. So for blessing Vava to then say we should forget about taking the court route, with respect to my younger brother, I beg to differ with him.